when you want to hit the basket in basketball, and you want to practice that, you have to put yourself in the same place on the playing field every single time in the beginning to really make sure that it's the same kind of challenge you have every time. And the same thing we're going to do on the guitar. We're going to make sure that we're not, because if you play, place your hand here Monday, then you place your hand here Tuesday, then you have it down here. And it's going to be a different discipline for your hand every single time. You're going to change, you know, if one element changes, then the whole thing changes. And that's why you really want to make sure that you're giving yourself the same way of playing every single time. And we're going to do that when it comes to the right hand or the picking hand by taking this bone where the hand really ends. You have a little bone here, which is your wrist really. And you place that bone where the low E string meets the bridge, right here. Some of you might already have heard me describe this for you, but then we're going to do it again. So you place that where the low E string meets the bridge, and that puts you in a perfect position to do muting, and it just puts you in a perfect position to pick as well. Then we're going to look at the actual alternate picking details next week. But for now, I can just say that when you then pick the B string there, you hold your pick like this, so it's about the same angle as the string. Very simple concept here. So this would be tilting it. This is just being in complete alignment with the string. And to do that, you bend your thumb. So you have the ability here from this position to bend your thumb up and down like that, and then to influence the angle of the actual pick. So you pick the B string right on, the E string right on, and then you can, as you go deeper here, or go lower, you just withdraw your thumb like that, and that will create a little bit of an angle on the string, because the thicker the string becomes, the more you can really get out of having a little angle on it. So down here, you're just picking it right on. As you move up, you just do like that. So when you get to the bottom string, you have withdrawn the pick just a little bit there to get the right angle. And so that's the basic technique of the right hand. The left hand has two techniques. When you're doing precision work, you're holding your hand like this. The thumb is just about there on the back of the neck, just the middle of it. It's the classical way of fretting the notes, and you want to do this when you're playing hammer-ons and pull-offs, and you want to do that when you're playing precision work, and you're playing classical sounding pieces, you're playing where you have, the most important thing is to fret the note precisely and accurately every time. When you want to bend and do blues vibrato and you want to mute the strings, you change your position from this, where you have your thumb in the middle on the back there, and you have your fingers going in straight, and you make the claw here so you get them right onto the fretboard and not like this. You try to go directly in on the string like that. But when you want to a phrase, and when you want to do, when you have to have full control over the strings, and especially on an electric guitar where you have distortion, you want to really grab the neck so that you get extra strength in your fingers to bend, they can support each other, and you can even mute the lower strings with your thumb there. So you constantly go between playing the classical way of with your thumb down there, and then the other kind of stance there with your hand. So these are the two things really. So it's really really simple when it comes down to it. But this is really the techniques of developing your technique. If you just do nothing but just do this, and then you practice accurately, perfectly, every single time, not making mistakes. You can, with these two little distinctions here, you can go Because if you do it accurately, with total control, not making mistakes, that forces you to learn the perfect technique as well. That's the magic of it. So if you play alternate picking stuff, and you focus on doing it perfectly, then you won't develop all these different things where you move your fingers too much, or you do funny things with your hands. All these things comes from trying to get there faster. You do all sorts of weird stuff. You angle the pick to make it less easier to have imperfections. That's really what you do. You have a lot of imperfections, and you try to get rid of them by doing other stuff than just slowing down. And so you practice imperfections, and you become really, really good at playing fast using a lot of imperfections. And you never get really happy about your technique. You might be able to impress the neighbors, but you don't impress yourself when you do alternate picking runs that, you know, you're really faking it. You haven't got control. You don't know whether or not you played every single note with precision. And you feel that. And so you never get to the promised land, really. You just keep... And the more you do of it, the more you do these imperfections and you practice them and get them into your technique as part of your technique, the harder it becomes to develop a really cool technique that you're really proud of and that you really have, and that can, you know, give you the amount of control that everyone wants. So it's really a trap. And that trap is created by your frontal lobes' impatience, really, to get there faster. And it took me extra time to get that because I've been guilty of every single mistake that I just talked about. So I had to go back and really, you know, not start over, but spend some time doing these perfect, accurate repetitions. And I still sometimes see things, stupid things sneak into my technique that I then have to work on. So I sit down in front of the TV. That's a thing we haven't talked about in this program anyway. I sit down in front of the TV and I do my perfect repetitions again to get rid of that that little thing that sneaked in, some compensational behavior that I start using again without thinking about it because it's in the back of my head because I did it so much once. So that's really it. And to get all these repetitions into your fingers, you sit down in front of the TV, you take your electric guitar and have it not plugged in, and then you just go. And you just go play whatever lick or sequence that you're working on, and that's the way to get all the repetitions in. It's a good idea to start with the metronome and really make sure that you're da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You play it in time and have the accents right, but we're going to talk about that next week. And then you sit down in front of the TV and then you get in all the repetitions. Because if you have to sit down on a chair, look into a white wall and do all the millions of repetitions you need, then you're going to get bored silly. So you get to the point where you can play it while you talk. And then when you can do that, just play it slowly while you talk at a decent speed and do everything perfect. When you can do that, then there's no reason to sit there staring into a white wall. Then you can talk to your friends, you can watch TV. But you have to check once in a while and see, am I doing the accents right? Am I doing it right? So that's really the way to go. So keep your hand locked to the low E string where the low E string meets the bridge. Put the bone right there in that spot and then have your pick be completely aligned with the string or just a little bit, you could just angle it just a little bit if you want to, but keep it at a very, very small angle. And then you can adjust the angle of your pick when you go up here by doing this. By retracting your thumb there. Have a classical stance when you're doing precision work on the fretboard, legato, And when it's just important to fret the notes right, when you're doing runs and stuff like that. And then when you go into phrasing work, then grab the neck so you have better control and can mute the strings and all of that. And then work with the metronome in the beginning until you can do it, the exercises. And in the lick section, we're just going to look at some cool stuff that you can start practicing already, right away, using the metronome. And then getting in all the repetitions while you're being entertained by other things. So that's it for now. Let's move on to the actuality of technique and look at some really cool, easy licks that you can start working on right away.